Yeah, the United States Supreme Court just gave us a slight setback today when it comes to Second Amendment lawsuits, but it could be a good sign in the long run. Let me explain. First, if you think all gun laws are unconstitutional, smash that red subscribe button down below. It's free, it doesn't cost you anything. Just subscribe to this channel so you get all of the Second Amendment news every single day when I drop it. Now, there's a case working through the Third Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals, and it's called Paris v. Lara, L-A-R-A. It's a case that we've been following on this channel for a while, and it has to do with Pennsylvania's ban on adults under the age of 21 from openly carrying firearms during a state of emergency. I'm going to give you the details, but first I want to thank the sponsor of the video, and that's Brownells. Guys, Brownells has a ton of the items you and I love, from feeding devices to tools to work on your tools. You can find most everything over at Brownells, and if you use code G&G10, you can save some money over there as well. Thanks to Brownells for being phenomenal right over there in the middle of nowhere in Iowa, over in Grinnell. Stop by and you can get some blackout coffee in the store too. So the last time I reported on this case was back in January, when a three-judge panel in the Third Circuit Court of Appeals said in a 2-1 decision that Pennsylvania's ban on adults under age 21 openly carrying firearms during a declared state of emergency was unconstitutional. The court said that the Second Amendment presumptively encompasses people aged 20, 19, and 18, and they made that decision based on the United States Supreme Court's ruling in New York State Rifle and Pistol Association versus Bruin, because there was no historical tradition of that type of firearm regulation. Of course not. I mean, adults under 21 were a vital part of the Revolutionary War, and we would be speaking with a British accent if it weren't for them. But since then, we have had the Rahimi decision, which said that there doesn't need to be a historical twin, but rather the challenge regulation needs to be consistent with the principles that underpin the regulatory traditions. And that's kind of where we are at the moment. Now, Pennsylvania argued that the lower court overread the Bruin decision was what they said. They overread it. I mean, you really can't overread the text of the Second Amendment. You just read it. You can't overread history and you can't overread tradition, but here we are. To which I will still say that this should be a loss for anti-gun Pennsylvania in the long run. However, today, like I said, the United States Supreme Court vacated the Third Circuit's decision without making any comment and remanded it back to the Third Circuit to be reheard in light of Rahimi. And that's where this could be a good thing, because it doesn't necessarily mean the Third Circuit's going to overturn its previous decision, but it more than likely means that these Supreme Court justices have an issue with how the Third Circuit reached the decision. Maybe give it a little more explanation would be my guess, but we will see, because I mean, I believe that if you're an adult and you can enter into contracts and you can get married, you can go into debt, you can go into service for your government and go to war overseas for oil or whatever and do all these things and get taxed and all this stuff, but you don't have your Second Amendment right, I think that's ludicrous. But maybe I'm wrong. Let me know down below. I know there are some viewers who think that adults age 20, 19, or 18 aren't really adult enough to carry guns, to which I disagree. We can disagree. This is America. I mean, if they can go to war and carry a gun, then they should be able to protect themselves here in the homeland. And in some places in this country, you need to protect yourself more than if you were overseas. So let me know what you think down below. I appreciate each and every single one of you. Thank you so much for your support of this channel. I will see you on the next one. Take care.